This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 61 for Thursday, September 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher in choppy trading on Thursday morning following the release of the updated production numbers from Stats Canada. The November canola contract adds $2.50 at $7.5780 per ton, and the January contract gains $2.20 at $7.6620 per ton. In StatCan's second model-based production estimates, canola is trimmed from the 17.58 million tons in the August report to now 17.37 million. Meanwhile, all wheat is increased from 29.47 million tons to 29.84 million. StatCan will release its survey-based production report in December. Harvest pressure continues to keep canola prices in check. Later today, Saskatchewan will publish its weekly crop report. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soy meal, along with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil weigh on values. Moderate upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 73.9 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.8. Although the United States Midwest is forecast to get rain over the coming 7 days, amounts are not to be very much. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending September 7th, soybean sales are just short of 704,000 tons. Old crop soy meal incurs a net reduction of almost 202,000 tons, while new crop sales are close to 455,000 tons. Soy oil also has net reductions amounting to 3,900 tons. Corn export sales are more than 753,000 tons, plus 25,400 tons of new crop. Wheat sales tally 438,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Thursday morning. The November contract dips 2 cents at $13.48 per bushel. October soy oil loses almost 0.2 cents at 62.68 U.S. cents per pound. However, October soy meal gains $1.10 at $397 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract foregoes 3 cents at $4.79 per bushel. Oats are weaker as its December contract gives up 13 cents at 480. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as well, with Chicago December dropping 12 cents at 585.5. Kansas City December falls 13 cents at 732. And Minneapolis December loses 11 cents at 777. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.